Test 69, Section 4, Question 23. Here we're looking to strengthen this argument. And what we have as far as the argument is, the botanist says, in an experiment, they raised domesticated radishes in a field with wild radishes, which are considered weeds. So there's domesticated and there's wild, and they're considered weeds. Within several generations, wild radishes showed the same flower color as the domesticated ones. So within several generations, the wild looked just like the domesticated one flower-wise. This suggests that resistance to pesticides, which is often a genetically engineered trait, could also be passed on, passed from domesticated crop plants to their relatives that are considered weeds. Okay, so basically, here, we've got a fairly big gap in that we know that flower color can get passed on to the wild ones, but they are also saying resistance to pesticides could also be passed on. Now, we need anything that's going to strengthen the idea that we can pass on this trait of resistance to pesticides. And so anything that's going to strengthen that. It's much easier in principle for genetic traits to be passed from wild to their domesticated than for traits to be passed from domesticated to wild. Well, that really isn't going to help this argument because, if anything, that will hurt it. But we also have an example of domesticated passing to wild. When the ratio of domesticated radishes to wild radishes increased, the speed with which the color passed also increased. We don't really care a whole lot about the speed, just that it is possible to pass those on. See, radishes are not representative of crop plants in general with respect to the ease with which various traits are passed. If anything, that would hurt the argument, because that says radishes are not the same. D, the flower color of domesticated radishes had not been introduced into them via genetic engineering. Well, okay, that doesn't really matter how the domesticated ones got it. We're concerned with how the wild ones got it. And then it's more difficult for flower color to be transferred between domesticated and wild radishes than almost any other trait to be passed between any two similarly related plant species. Wow, the word strength on that is huge. Really strong words. And that's what we want, because we want to help this argument. And so therefore, E is definitely our best response.